Mia! Finally waking up after a little shut-eye. Let's just say you took a little nap getting so cozy in my library. I'm sure the tea you drink made you extra sleepy. Hey, look at me. Don't go dozing off on me again. There's a lot more I'd love to do with you. Well, if I tell you, wouldn't that ruin the surprise? Looks like you're already rearing to go. Oh, I'm sure you know what I mean. I wouldn't be a gracious host if I left my guest unattended. Or in this case, unsatisfied. Now would I? Shh. Not another word. You willingly followed me back to the archives. So, why don't we both write a new chapter? Together. Ow. I'll take that as a yes. Aw, don't try to move my hand away. From this point on, your actions are under my control. I take it you're still too drowsy to even lift your hand for me, aren't you? I guess I put a little too much in your tea. And here I thought I hadn't put enough. You tried moving my hands away, and yet, your lower half here seems quite eager to meet me. Tell you what, why don't I do you a little favor? I'll make sure you feel really good, but you're not allowed to come until I say so. Understood? Well, it's not like you can stop me anyway. Enough talk, though. Show me what I'm working with. Well, I didn't think I'd meet a novelist as big as you are. Like I said before, I'll make you feel good. Just don't bust till I say. Got it? Nice and wet. Aw, you're already shutting your eyes. No coming, my little novelist. You know, this is pretty cute. Seeing someone as well endowed as you, struggling to hold it all back. Do you want me to stop? Oh, so you want to keep going, huh? Aren't you a naughty boy? You really think you can hold out that long for me? What an adorable answer. You know, I never said I'd just be using my hands. Why don't we see how long you can handle this? Yeah, already throbbing so much. So cute. My eyeliner is running. Of course it is. You're way too big. I barely fit you in my throat, you know. How do you feel now? Think you can move your hands on your own for me? In that case... Why don't you entertain me a bit more? Grab that big throbbing cock for me, and jerk it off nice and slow. Yeah, just like that. Nice and slow. Nice and... Good boy. Look at that. You're gripping yourself so hard. What's wrong? Trying to stop yourself from coming? Don't be so rough. Loosen your grip, my novelist. I said loosen your grip. If you don't listen to me, I'll keep toying with you for hours on end. I don't have the same constraints as you do. And I know each passing minute will become more and more unbearable. That's more like it. As a little reward, why don't I? Keep jerking yourself off, and don't let a drop leak out. Got it. Such a shame. Your balls seem so full, too. So full. Boy, keep going. Faster. Jerk off faster for me. Oh. cute face. Faster. Go faster. For me. Stop. I said stop. You're not allowed to come till I say so. And yet, what is this? Such a naughty boy. So naughty. Now that you disobeyed me, I want you to hold out while we ramp things up a bit. Keep going, and don't stop till I say so. So big. You've gotten so big for me. But that's not enough. Keep going. Keep jerking off. I get to lick wherever I want. And I want to lick here. Was that a pathetic little whimper? Begging to finish? Aww, you can't handle it, can you? Too bad, 'cause I'm not done playing yet. Go faster for me. I want to see you go wild. Get you off. Me. My novelist. Oh. A little more. Hold out a little more. You deserve that. Look at all this cum leaking out. So much left. So much left. A good boy. Oh, you're getting drowsy again, aren't you? Then I guess I did my job, didn't I? Don't worry, my little novelist. This chapter we wrote together will be our little secret.